What up? It's your boy Bugs LeVeau, and today, man, we're talking about local food spots that are homegrown and have left their mark in Southwest Florida culture, man. I feel like these are definitely, for me, anyhow, like, I don't really like going to eat at chains because, I don't know, it just don't really feel comforting, and I don't know.
Like, yeah, I just grew up one day, and I was like, I just want some food. That's all I've been going for now. Like, I rarely go to, like, fast food restaurants now.
Give me, like, a spot, people.
Man, I'm going to give you the go-to, though. Like, this ain't even nothing fancy. I probably won't even take none of my chicks here. I'm just going to order this on the low at the house. We're going to go to Lucy's, dog. Lucy's.
What's that at?
Lucy's is right off of, what is it off of? Hanson.
Lucy's.
It's off of Hanson. All right, so if you're from Fort Myers, you know Stella Street, you know Jeff Kite, you know Catherine, SKJ, all that. Mm-hmm. So it's in the Dunbar community. It's right next to Thompson's store.
What kind of food they got?
They got good soul food, man. But they got the basics too, like as far as you can get your wings, you can get your burgers there, but you can also get like smoked neck bones. You can really eat and get full, dog. Like turkey wings, whatever you need.
Hold
like,
on. Most important thing though, what's the price looking like?
Because I'm broke. We in the hood, man. So it's affordable. Like, all right, like the least you're gonna spend is $5. The most you might spend is $8.
What's your favorite plate over there?
My favorite plate, I go there for the wings, dog. Like, cause it's always consistent.
Best wings in the city.
It's up there. I ain't gonna say best yet. I can't say that. Nah, but it's consistent. Like the flavor is always gonna get there. You're gonna get the same consistency every time, and I like that. Like,
what kind of wings they got?
They got barbecue wings. They used to have this thing called Hennessy wings, and it was like the finest thing in the world. But
they stopped making them.
They took them off the menu though. It was like five flavor though. But I usually get the barbecue wings when I go there, and they don't be nothing but like. It'd be like 5-6 wins, and you're gonna get 4. You probably won't even finish the next 2. Like, but it's
so. So they don't give you like the little baby wings.
Nah, they don't give you no baby wings.
They give you like the real deal.
Give you a real Wayne. You're gonna get a Wayne.
What about? Wait, you say you're not gonna take your girl there?
Nah, if you got some years, and I know she love me. I know you love me.
Why you gonna take your girl there, bro?
Because I be flexing for these females, man. If we gonna eat, we gonna eat good. But if I'm eating by myself, we gonna eat semi good.
Nah, I feel like, all right, for example, like, you know.
Because Lucy's is like for the homies. Like, it's for the family and the homies. It ain't no restaurant.
All right, check this out, though. Would you take a girl to Hooks?
I'll take a girl to Hooks.
Yeah. I'll take a girl to Hooks. Listen. I'll take a girl that's coming to see me from out of town. I'm like, look, this is a staple in the community.
Yeah.
Everybody goes to this spot.
She gonna text all her friends in the group chat.
No, this shit
is gonna be like, this guy went to Hooks.
Nah, bro.
It's funny, but Hooks is like, Hooks that gas though, but it's like, if you're from the city, it's like, you ain't really messing with Hooks like that.
Bro, you know how I can tell if someone really from the city, like, and if they not from the city, is like, when I see like, bro, I always see like Cape Coral girls. Always like, oh my god, I'm at Hooks.
And that's what it be. That's what it be, bro. My dog last hit me up out the blue, and he had sent me a picture of Hooks, and I'm like, I just laughed my ass off. I'm like, bro, what you doing on this slide?
He's like, bro,
it's so fire, bro. He's like, it's so fire.
I be thinking the same thing whenever I see like one of my little homies are like, little homegirls. I see they. I'd be like, what are you doing over there? Like,
but all right. It's on the same. It's a spot. Same place. Like, literally a couple of buildings down from Hooks. I take my chick here, and it's this spot called Spice Grill, and it's a Caribbean spot, Jamaican food mainly. Best oxtails, best roast beef.
Where is it at?
It's on MLK, bro. Like, literally, like, you can look down the street from Hooks, so you can see Spice Grill. You go on MLK. It's the only building with a picture, a mural. A Bob Marley on that bitch.
Okay. Yeah, I know
exactly.
What
you can't miss it. You can't miss it. And they got this lunch special. Come in like before 3 o'clock. You gonna get fed, boy. You gonna get fed. They got like the best roast beef, oysters, everything.
What about Downtown Pizza?
Downtown Pizza. All right, you just give them the credit because like they OGs. They
been there for you. Downtown Pizza?
I followed it, but what's crazy is like none of my women like Downtown Pizza. They always talking bad about it. They be like, yeah, what? You going here? And that's what's crazy, right? But I guess it's like one of them things where you go to like when you drunk and you just, you need something quick, like, oh, you're
nah, but I even eat it when I'm not drunk, though.
And I do, too, but I don't know, bro. I wouldn't give it. It ain't no top. I ain't going to say downtown pizza as a top. I would probably go to Papa John's before I go to.
Okay, never mind, bro. Yeah, you canceled, bro. Nah, bro. Sorry. Papa John's, first of all, Papa John's racist.
Damn, bro, why you got to do that? Like, we already know that. I'm just throwing out a name, bro. You ain't got to take it to levels, man. We are
F. Papa John's. I ain't never been harassed at downtown pizza. That's all. Me neither. I'm
they great. They the homies. They the OGs. I give them they respect.
Nah, downtown pizza.
But they not
staple,
the best
bro.
Food. They a staple.
They a staple.
They not
bro.
The best food.
But that's what we saying, bro. We not talking we about not the best ranking food. We not. Yeah,
but they ain't gonna be in 4 miles sending everybody to the cool Buddha spots, though.
Downtown pizza is not Buddha, bro.
But it ain't the best food.
Probably like top 10 pizza in Southwest Florida.
But how many pizza spots in Southwest Florida?
That's what I'm. That's my point, bro. That's my point. I like
that's
it.
Nothing. That's nothing to rank. If it's not 10 pizza spots, how you gonna put top 10?
It's better than Papa John's.
Papa John's is canceled. That's all. I was just an example. That's all it was. All
right. There's a new spot that I really fuck with, man. Like, you know, I've gotten my heart broken many a times by a plethora of Dominican women. Yeah. So, you know, in my younger days, when I was out here thotting and bopping.
Last year.
When I was out here in my younger days, you know what I'm saying? I would, you know, a lot of Dominican women, they like to eat Dominican food. So I would always search for like a Dominican spot. And Florida, there's not really, in Fort Myers, there's not really one. But yeah. They just opened one. It's on Fowler. Okay. It's called La Casita. And they, you know what I'm saying, it's a little bit under the table. They don't got all their paper where it needs to be. But the food is fire. It's at a very convenient price.
Yeah.
And every time I walk in there, the lady behind the counter, she reminds me of one of my aunties. So, yeah. Like.
Hey, bro, I got to give it to you, bro. When it comes to, like, these Spanish spots, man, you got the game on a lot, bro. I never went to a Spanish spot with you and was disappointed. I can't even lie. What's another one around here?
Another one?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me rant a little bit more about La Casita.
Yeah, let them know.
They got a very good Tres Golpes breakfast platter. I'm going to take you there. I'm going to let you have that one time. It's like, okay. It's mango. It's like salami and got that little fried cheese.
Okay.
Very fire, bro. Very fire. But another little Spanish spot that's dope, man, is Coco Bakery. That's in Cape, man. Okay. I actually know the owner, the original owner. The original owner is I used to work with him. And it's a Cuban spot. And he left the job we were working at, he left. He took out like a loan and then he opened his little bakery. He built it up, had crazy clientele,
okay.
And then he flipped it and he sold it to somebody for like a nice, you know what I'm saying?
Genius.
Yeah, he doing
salute,
his thing.
Salute.
So, but nah, their food is very good. You know, it's like a regular, typical Cuban bakery.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie, their coffee not that good. Their Cuban coffee not that good. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my dog.
And that's all you really
go to places, I'm a call like I see it. The Cuban coffee not that good. But the food is pretty good. Okay. But the Cuban bakery that has the best coffee in Fort Myers, probably in Southwest Florida, to be honest with you, is Yessie's Bakery, which is on Fowler.
I've been there. Yeah.
And my other homeboy actually owns that spot. Okay. And they coffee, man, trust me, I done had Cuban coffee from Fort Myers to Lehigh to Cape to Naples. They got the best Cuban coffee right there, right on Fowler.
All
right. They food ain't that fire either, but good Cuban coffee in right. Italics and bold letters.
All right.
I fuck with it.
So
but,
we're talking about Cubans. Let's get back to the ethnicity pool and go to Tropical Creole Restaurant.
What is it?
Creole. That's on off of Fowler. It's right next to the liquor store.
Bro,
man.
I never had Haitian food.
Bro, and what's crazy, bro, all right, I had a bunch of Haitian homeboys growing up.
Mm-hmm.
My main ones was Max and James. And they mom always cook. Like, it's like she used to either cook Haitian spaghetti or she'll make the Haitian macaroni. All
what?
The Haitians
bro,
know
I
about
keep
that.
Hearing about Haitian spaghetti.
It's okay,
because
Haitians know. And what's crazy, it's like, it's regular spaghetti, but a bit put hot dogs in it. And I don't know.
Dude,
I seen
it
a couple.
Fire, though.
Yeah, it do. It do. And it's like struggle meals. Not even a struggle meal, but like, say you growing up, we ain't nothing to eat in the house. You finna make some poke beans and rice.
Yeah.
So they make it like, they made Haitian spaghetti just like that. And it's just like so gas though. Like, I can't lie. Like, because it's like new flavors. They really care about their flavors in Haitian food and Creole food. So when I first had it, I wasn't the biggest fan, but all their food grew on me. Yeah. What was I about to recommend, man? What is it called? It's this type of pork. I'm having a brand fight right now, but y'all know what I'm talking about on my Zos. But yeah, Tropical, best Haitian food in the city right now.
I think that's the only Haitian spot.
It's not though. It's another Haitian spot called Labadee's, and that's fire too. But
where's the one you talking about at?
Tropical is right next to the liquor store on Fowler, man.
I think I heard about that
one. Yeah, it's a liquor store, and then it's Tropical.
Yeah, I got a Haitian homeboy who keeps telling me about a Haitian spot on Fowler.
You catch them on Haitian Flag Day, man. They be deep. Yeah. That's fire. Every year they be deep though.
Yo, why doesn't Southwest Florida have like a Haitian like Flag Day parade, or do they?
They really try to do it, but it's like it's hard to do a lot of things in Fort Myers because like, you know, just getting the city involved. But I mean, they throw their own little impromptu.
They do?
Yeah, like I say, at that every Haitian Flag Day, like you're gonna see this city full of red and blue. Like every car got the flag on.
I know that, but every a actual parade like going down, like
As far as like strolling, like how we were doing Easter, we haven't got that far yet. But I can see it coming very soon because, like I said, they do it without the licenses already. They just really, like, I ain't gonna lie, them Haitians be hanging out, man, when it comes to Haitian Flag Day.
I mess with Haitian, man. Shout out all my Haitians.
Shout out all the Zoes,
man. Shout out all the beautiful Haitian women.
Oh, yeah.
I saw my first
Sherry.
I saw my first voodoo going to a Haitian girl's house.
Uh-oh.
I swear to God, bro. I walked in the house. She brought me in through, like, this is a long time ago, again, when I was starting to bop, but I'm a change man. I want y'all to remember that. I'm going to keep saying that throughout the episode. Yeah. But I went through, like, the side, and she brought me in. And like,
but she had it in the food?
No, it was, like, some Haitian voodoo or something like that, bro. Like, she brought me through the side, and then, like, there was a living room, and then there was her room right there.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I looked to the living room real quick, and I saw, like,
quick glance.
I saw something. I don't know what I saw.
Look at it again.
Yeah, and then she, like, pulled me, and she was like, don't look over there. Yeah, she was like, don't look over there. And I was like, all right, man. But it was, like, some stuff going on. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I mean.
I say that to say this. I've never cheated on a Haitian girl in my life.
Yeah, you know.
I was traumatized off of that one. But
Haitian women can cook. I never ran into a Haitian woman that couldn't cook yet, and when the day I do, I'd be very disappointed.
All right, next one I got here is Nice Guys. You had Nice Guys?
Yeah, Nice Guys, cool. Yeah,
bro, why you be hating on all the pizza spots, bro?
Because it's
but
so
you like Papa John's, bro. What are you talking?
I ain't say I like Papa John's, bro. That was just a quick comparison.
So, all right, so what you guys say about Nice Guys?
I have nothing bad to say about Nice Guys.
So why you said it like you like?
Because it just feels like a chain. It's
not a chain though.
It's not.
The family. Nah, that's the own. There's only one Nice Guy in this in Cape Coral Parkway.
Oh, then they really doing their thing then.
Yeah, nah, that's not.
Like I say, I ain't got nothing.
See, that's how good the food is. Yeah. You think it's a chain.
I thought it was a chain.
Nah, bro. I mean, it's expensive, but I get it because it's their own. You know what I'm saying? So they got to make the money back.
Yeah.
But nah, it's a nice little spot. And they mess with hip-hop, man. They let a lot of hip-hop shows. And I'm not just saying that because they do that, but they do let a lot of hip-hop artists perform there.
Well, salute them, because you don't really find no spots in Fort Myers that, like, mess with hip-hop. Like,
Then
salute Nice Guys Pizza. I got to check y'all out.
Yeah,
man.
You got to check out their pizza. That's really it. They don't really got, like, a nice drink selection. I mean, I like some of the drinks, but it's not, like, too crazy. But their pizza's, like, fire, bro. I mess with the pizza a lot. Yeah. The wings is cool, too. But the pizza's very fire. And most importantly is, like, it's in a good location. It's, like, they got, like, an outdoor, like, little, you know what I'm saying, where you could sit at and stuff. Like, it's a nice little vibe. You know what I'm saying? You could get some vinyl and shit. And like,
oh, they got vinyl in there?
They got, like, pinball. You never been there? They got, like, a little arcade machine.
Nah, bro,
in
I just
heard
about it, honestly.
Yeah, nah, I'll take you one day, bro. They got, like, a nice little vibe. All so, shout out to Nice Guys.
Well, my bad, Nice Guys.
Be nice to the Nice Guys.
Gotta be.
Man, I got another one here. Three Peppers. A lot of people don't know that the owner of Three Peppers is downtown. They got one in Cape. They got one in, I forgot where, but they got like three or four locations now.
Uh-huh.
But the owner from Three Peppers is from Fort Myers. Like it's a homegrown spot. Better than Chipotle.
Ooh.
Better than Moe's.
Ooh.
And you're not going to get salmonella or E. coli poison or whatever Chipotle got. You're not finna get that. You know what I'm saying? Like it's nice. It's good for you. I mean, I don't know if it's good for you. I'm lying, but whatever. It's good for you.
So what you get from Three Pebbles? Like, what's five from there?
I'm not even for a lie, bro. I only ate there like twice. But the food was good. But the food was good, though. The food was good, though. What was good,
man?
Nah, I had like a burrito. Okay. I just don't remember exactly what it was called, but I had like one of the little burrito things. It's the same thing as Chipotle, bro. It's the same type of food. It's like, you know, little burritos and wraps and stuff and bowls. But it's good, though.
They taxing?
A little bit. A little bit.
All right, well, then I'm finna take you somewhere that's putting on for the hood. Got good prices, man. We be going to, a lot of people know their burgers is Blue Stove Burgers, but nah, they got a new location, so we don't call them that no more. We call them Dirty Burgers. Everybody know what I'm talking about. We talking about Utopia off of MLK. Now this spot.
What's like the best burger there, bro?
That's, yeah, I ain't gonna lie, bro. And it's like, it's the grittiest burger you're gonna find, but it's so good.
What do you mean by gritty?
What I mean by gritty is like, it's coming straight out your grandma's kitchen. This is like, it feel like a burger that you just put on two slices of regular bread. Like, and they got real buns too, but it just feel like a homegrown burger. Like, what they do is, first off, the lady, as soon as you see the lady, she gonna have a bunch of flour on her gloves.
Okay.
She gonna have
she gonna have sweat
beads on her forehead.
Okay, that means it's with love.
She gonna have a wig on just because she didn't feel like doing the hat that day, but she working hard.
That means it's ingenuity.
You know what
I'm
saying?
She's creative with it.
Creative with it. Man, they gonna have like a grill full of burgers because they booming. And like, it's a staple in the hood. The prices is like very low. Like, you're gonna
get a dollar a burger.
Nah, you checking. But nah, $3.50, you're gonna get four. You're gonna get four, $3.50. You ain't got it. Girl ain't got it. Go to Utopia, get your dirty burger.
What the burger?
And they got good breakfasts too. Like,
what does the burger come with, bro?
Everything. Literally. It comes with fries, and you can put whatever you want on it. Like, as soon as you order a burger, they're going to be like, what you want on it? And that question is going to stump you because it's like, what's the options? But they literally got
everything.
Everything. Like, whatever can go on the burger is going on the burger. So you got to let them know. Like, if you just want this, you got to let them know because they're going to give you what you want.
What should I order when I go?
I mean, that's really like that. That's that baby stuff. You got to take the burger. If you want to go a step further, you can get you some wings, get you some breakfast or something. The breakfast was pretty fire. I give it to him. I had a shrimp
every
breakfast.
Burger comes with a shot of Henny.
No Henny. Nah, I think they Christian. But it is a liquor store across the street. You want to go there. But yeah, Utopia. That's
Utopia Burgers.
A quick
okay.
eat. You
okay.
know what I'm saying? Quick eat.
Okay, now the best spot in town. There's a spot called El Gacho Inca.
Okay.
It's a Peruvian spot. Y'all know I'm Peruvian. If y'all don't know, now you know. Big ceviche. But anyways, El Gacho Inca has been voted top restaurant in Southwest Florida 10 years in a row.
Ooh,
they only been open for about five, but but 10 years it is. That's a Lavo life fact. But no. They actually have been voted top restaurant or top new restaurant for a few years now.
Yeah,
they were on the newspaper. They were like, they got the newspaper hanging in the middle of the restaurant.
Okay.
The owner.
So what's they like?
Oh, so it's okay. Peruvian food, but it's mixed. It's not full authentic Peruvian food. I'm a little salty about that. But the owner is, I think the owner's like half Argentinian. So it's like a mix between Argentinian and Peruvian food. Right, and if you want like a real meal, I'm talking about like onion sauteed with tomatoes with the steak with the brown rice with all the extra stuff made with love, passion, understanding, and caringness. I don't know if that's the word, but it's made up. Caringness. Then you definitely got to go to El Gacho Inca. I recommend the Lomo Saltado. I recommend the ceviche. Get the ceviche mixto. Get it spicy. Don't ever get it mild. That's disrespectful. That's not part of the Peruvian culture. That's gentrified ceviche. Don't get the mild ceviche. Get the spicy ceviche.
Spicy only.
And the pricing is a little bit up there, but they serve you a big plate.
Food,
and they serve you a lot. So I definitely recommend everybody go there. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's a one night stand, one day stand, or whether it's the love of your life,
she gonna
take
remember
her there. Listen, even if you last 10 seconds, the meal will make you memorable for a lifetime.
For a lifetime.
you got one more spot? Before we get out of here.
Yeah, good honorable mention. Let's give it to Cowboys Crabs. That's out there in North Fort Myers. And boy, they give you a good amount too. The pricing it's normal what you're spending on seafood. And they make it, they got seasoning, they got flavor, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you want some, they got everything from eggs, sausage, crabs, they got shrimp, they got crawfish. They got everything under the sea, really. And, bro, big Cowboys fan. I'm kind of disappointed about that because I'm a Dolphins fan. But everything Cowboys and us, all the Cowboys fans, definitely going there. Yeah, show love. Yeah, that'll be my honorable mention.
All right, honorable mention on my side. Last but not least, Green Cup Cafe. I just had their coffee today. Okay. I thought this was going to be trash. That shit's actually pretty good.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel about... I didn't really know how I felt about the organic stuff with the coffee. I thought it was going to fuck up my coffee. I'm a big coffee connoisseur, but I like it. They have a hummus wrap that is very, very good. Okay. And they're the only place in town that I know of that they sell the apple cider vinegar. It's like a juice. It's like in a bottle juice, which is very healthy for you. And I drink it every time after I work out.
So you're just drinking straight vinegar?
Nah, but they mix it with like honey. It's like sweet. Like they mix it with some stuff and with some water. And they're the only place in town that I know of that they sell that. The pricing is pretty good. They have a free lemon water that I always have when I get my little hummus wrap. And you know what I'm saying? The environment in there is very magical. You know what I'm saying? It's very green. Very, like, I feel very safe. It's very gentrified in a good way.
In a good way.
You see nothing but, like, white people with, like, short shorts and, like, their poodles and, like, their laptops and stuff. It feels very good, man. Very good. Very safe. Very loving and carefree. And, yeah, man. So, these are the spots that we frequent, that we enjoy. So, I hopefully you learned something new today. Yeah, if not, doesn't matter.
Shout out all the great food spots in Fort Myers keeping me full, man.
Appreciate everybody for tuning in. City Boys, got a lot.